A web of sculpture and artistic celebrity in Pasadena. It's Art Talk on KCRW. Today we're talking about a couple of artists who have works on display in the San Gabriel Valley. Artist Claire Falkenstein passed away in 1997, just shy of turning 90 years old. Her wire sculpture had prominent admirers in the 1940s and 50s, and a survey of some of Falkenstein's work is on view at Pasadena's Museum of California Art. Not too far away from there, rising superstar Alex Israel's paintings and other pieces are on display at the Huntington Art Gallery. And Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp is here to talk about both of those exhibits. Hi, Hunter.
Hi, Steve.
Let's begin with Falkenstein. What an interesting life. She grew up, I believe, in Oregon, right? Her parents moved her to the Bay Area.
That's right. She attended the University of Berkeley. She attended Mills College. She studied with the great sculptor Alexander Archipenko. And she was making good paintings and good little experimental sculptures, but then she went to Paris. And an art critic encouraged her to work more in wire and to enlarge the scale of what she was doing. And then she really hit stride with these extraordinary like nests of wire that were just open commentaries on the way her feelings could be. They would be in the mode of expressionist sculpture. They're not figurative at all. They're very exciting, and they gained a lot of attention. I mean, she had lots of commissions from big collectors, and probably her most famous moment is doing the gates for a boathouse that were commissioned by the great art collector Peggy Guggenheim in Venice.
This exhibit, Hunter, is called Beyond Sculpture, though, which means, I presume, there are other works that are involved as well.
And the curators have chosen to include her prints and her paintings and her jewelry. And my quibble with the show is that really her strength are these wire sculptures, and there just aren't enough of them, in my opinion, in this show. But you can see some really big examples of her work in the Hauser, Wirth & Schimmel exhibition that's downtown right now.
Well, also in Pasadena, contemporary artist Alex Israel is a little more complex, I guess, in his art, and he's a popular artist for sure. What's he showing off over there?
He's in his mid-30s. He's already showing at Gagosian Gallery. This work is selling at big prices, so it makes sense to some curator, I'm sure, that he would do an intervention of sorts of his art at the Huntington Art Gallery, which is the home, of course, of the great art collectors, Arabella and Henry Huntington. And you go there and you see a self-portrait of Israel in his blue satin Dodgers jacket, wearing his Ray-Bans, and that's his comment on the famous painting of the Huntington, Gainsborough's Blue Boy, also wearing blue satin. And it just falls completely flat. And it seems so kind of self-congratulatory. And there's a whole bunch of these paintings, and they're all based on celebrity selfie culture. And they just are not very interesting, at least not to me. However, there is a redeeming moment in a case of 18th century Sèvres porcelain, these beautiful pink vases. There is a sort of mold, the kind of mold they would use to make the statuette used in the Oscars. And at that moment, there's a little resonance, and it makes me think briefly about how we as people ascribe values, personal values, monetary values, social values to these decorative arts. And there would have been a lot of opportunity for that at the Huntington, and that's kind of where I wish he had focused his attention.
Is that the right venue, do you think, for him? Is that what it was? Is that how it fell flat?
Well, the Huntington Art Gallery is trying to bring more contemporary artists in, and they have in the past had some very successful sort of interventions, people who've shown paintings and sculpture that rip off of the more or less 18th and 19th century art that's primarily there at the Huntington. This was really a valiant effort on the part of the curators, but I don't think the artist really rose to the occasion.
Duly noted. Israel's exhibit, by the way, at the Huntington through July 12th. Falkenstein's survey called Beyond Sculpture at the Pasadena Museum of California Art, and it runs through September 11th. Hunter Droha-Yoska-Philp with this Art Talk. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.